Jesus queries, "Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me? In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen." On this difficult day, hard day, we see the Holy Trinity represented in this paragraph of Scripture that we've read. Jesus speaks of the cup that the Father has given him. Jesus is there. John focuses specifically on Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is there as well, in power. It starts again in the garden. It reminds us that at one point in the garden, something went really badly. But Jesus has come to the garden to set things aright. Jesus chooses the place. Jesus chooses the time. And when the band of soldiers come, he goes forward to greet them. "Who do you seek?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they say. And he says, using the divine name, "I am." At that moment, the power of the Holy Spirit is manifested in a rather Pentecostal way, because they all fall back at the power of the divine name. "I am he." So it takes a few minutes for people to recover, to realize maybe what's going on or what's not going on. Jesus is still there. Jesus, if he had wanted to at that point, could have run halfway across Jerusalem, because the people who had come to take him were disabled by the power of the Holy Spirit. "Who do you seek?" "We seek Jesus of Nazareth. I told you that I am he. And if you're looking for me, let these men go." So Jesus is in control of the situation. Jesus effectively is handing himself over, because that is the Father's will for him. And he is resolutely, in love, following that will. His concern is for others, his band of disciples, who have been sleeping a while and are groggy as well, and are confused by the chaos of the situation. So Peter, Simon Peter, having a sword, draws it. Now, Peter is not a swordsman, right? What is Peter? A fisherman. Well, he knew that a fish wouldn't work in this situation. So he's got a sword somehow, and he decides to swing it. And he lops off an ear. Now, I'm assuming that Peter, like the rest of the disciples, because we see in chapter 11, Thomas, when Jesus wants to go to Lazarus's house, says, "Oh, well, let us go too to die." So Peter is trying to save Jesus. But now's not the time. Now's not the time. And now it's not the will of the Father for Peter to take this action. Peter's been unable to process the fact that the Messiah must die. And so this is another opportunity for him to try to support Jesus the best he can. And so we see what happens. This is not the time. And this is not the way at this moment either. Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me? Jesus. Concerned about others? Jesus. In control of the situation, is handing himself over to these men. These men will bind him. But that's kind of ironic, isn't it? Because Jesus has the whole power of the creation right there, and the power of the Holy Spirit with him. So he allows them to do their thing. Jesus is lovingly, resolutely trusting in the will of the Father and goes forward at this moment. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me? In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.